Good morning, and thank you all for being here. I have nothing to disclose. So in Tanzania, we see that there's a significant need to improve access to modern family planning methods. The latest DHS data would show that only about a third of women are using any form of contraception, and fewer than a quarter are using modern methods specifically. Among those non-users, we see that the vast majority had not discussed family planning with a field worker or at a health facility. And moreover, only 4% of non-users report that they were actually visited by a service provider in their home who talked to them about family planning. In 2010, the Tanzanian Ministry of Health and Social Welfare launched what they called their COSID Implementation Program, and it was really launched to help revitalize their family planning efforts. Per this program, they are targeting to have a 60% contraceptive prevalence rate by 2015, which means there's a need to reach over 5 million new contraceptive users in just a few short years. And according to this COSID implementation program, there is a real focus around using community-based approaches to family planning. That being said, there's a real need to look and see what kind of innovations could help reach these vast number of women who want and need access to family planning. So one exciting area for us to explore is to look to mobile health. In 2011, worldwide, there were 6 billion mobile phone subscribers. That's many more people that actually have a bathroom in the world. We see really high rates of penetration, and particularly high rates, including low and middle income countries. In addition, we see that phone subscriptions, specifically in Africa, are just leaping off the radar, from about 250 million in 2008 to upwards of 500 million today. And more specifically, when we focus in on opportunities in the health sphere, we really see a rapid growth in the delivery of health services via mobile communication devices, something that we call mHealth. These technologies are increasingly developed, tested, and deployed with community health workers, and present a huge opportunity for our field. So acknowledging the great potential for mobile technology to improve the quality of and access to family planning information and services in the field, FHI 360, with our partners Pathfinder and DTree in Tanzania, have developed a mobile phone job aid for community health workers to improve family planning services. And that mobile job aid will serve several key functions. The first is that the job aid will be an algorithm for counseling, screening, service provision, and referrals for clinic services, essentially an in-the-pocket opportunity for a field worker to have access to all sorts of information that they wouldn't have access to before in the field. Second of all, the tool will serve for health workers to record client information and services, allowing them to keep all of the data that they would already be recording right in their pocket. And third of all, the phone will function as a text-based program management tool, allowing health workers to be alerted when their clients need to be revisited or when they need support, also allowing health workers to talk with each other or talk with their supervisors in the field. So here you see an overview of our study. Our general goal is to determine whether this mobile job aid is feasible, efficient, and effective for health workers that are providing counseling and services for family planning. More specifically, we're looking to compare the use of a mobile-based job aid versus the kind of paper-based job aid that they're already using, comparison around completion rates for follow-up, how efficiently the data is being reported, and also really find out from the health workers themselves how feasible it is for them to use the mobile job aid to perform their daily tasks, and how they feel that the job aid impacts the quality of the services that they're able to provide in the field. In addition, this study presents a really fantastic opportunity to build capacity for research with the National Medical Research Institute in Tanzania, who is our research partner on this project. In terms of our outcomes, our primary outcomes are looking at the proportion of completed follow-up visits among clients, and as well as the proportion of complete and timely reports submitted by community health workers. So looking if this job aid really does impact their ability to do the work that they want to do. But we also have a number of secondary outcomes. We want to look at the proportion of clients who continue to use family planning at 6 months, And also the proportion of health workers who report satisfaction, who report that the job aid is beneficial, and a variety of descriptive data that really will tell us about the experiences that our health workers and supervisors have with the job aid, including their perceptions of how feasible and acceptable it is for their use. Moreover, we also want to understand, what is the experience of a client who receives services from a health worker who's using a job aid, and how they might feel that impacts the quality of the counseling that they're receiving from a health worker. And then finally, we have a series of outcomes that are related to cost savings around mobile health. In this sphere, we often hear that mobile health has a huge potential to save cost and make healthcare systems more efficient, and there's just a real dearth of data. And so we really want to use this project as an opportunity to find out if mobile health does, in fact, save dollars. In terms of our study design, we have a set of 6 health facilities in the Ilala Ward who will be matched in pairs and then randomly assigned so that all health workers in each facility will either use the mobile or the paper. That leaves us with 6 supervisors, 56 community health workers, and approximately 1,120 clients to participate in our study. We have 2 sets of data to collect. Our primary data collection includes a baseline survey at the health workers before their training, 3-month follow-up interviews with the health workers and the supervisors, and then 6-month follow-up surveys with a random sample of clients who have received services from health workers who are using mobile technology. In addition, we're able to look at all of the data that we have from the use of the mobile phone itself, and also look at cost-effectiveness data, both in terms of the implementation of the project and then cost savings over time. So our next steps, first of all, we need to finalize our mobile job aid. The job aid itself is based upon ComCare, which is a job aid developed by DiMaggio for health workers to use primarily around maternal health and HIV, and so this is an opportunity to advance this job aid into family planning. We need to train our research assistants and our health workers, and then we plan to be rolling our intervention soon, hopefully in November. We'll do our data collection and then look at a variety of options for disseminating results. We are really excited about the possibility to build a job aid that not only is effective here in Tanzania, but can be translated to a number of other countries where health workers are really day in, day out, providing critical family planning access for women around the world. And that's really our hope with this job aid. So before I finish, I'd like to acknowledge our partners, Pathfinder, DTree, and then the National Medical Research Institute in Tanzania, and I will be happy to take questions after this whirlwind presentation at the end of the session. Thank you.